Good evening, everyone. And I see right away that this, I have the wrong date on our agenda. My apologies. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting for January 26, 2021. And we believe we have a quorum, so I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Mr. Chair, before we do that, I know that there have been elections at all of the stations. Is Teresa J. Allen still the treasurer at KPFT?
Yes.
She is.
Okay, good. All right. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Teresa J. Allen?
Present.
Nick Arena?
Here.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Dwayne Lark?
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton?
Here.
Anita Sims? Nancy Sorden? Polina Vasilyev?
Present.
Okay, that's eight. We have a quorum.
I'm going to suggest that somebody might want to call Nancy. She may not realize that she's still on the committee. Is there anybody who can do that?
Fred here. I'll call her on my cell phone.
Thank you, Fred. That's appreciated. Okay, so I will now read the agenda. I'll start with the chair's announcements. Well, no, yeah, the chair's, well, I'll just read the agenda first. Convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Roll call is number two. Adopt agenda, number three. Chair's announcements, number four, that's for 1 minute. Number five is minutes approval, 2 minutes. Number six is affiliates budget, 45 minutes presentation and Q&A. Number seven is Fred Blair, 30 minutes report and Q&A. Oh, this misnumbered. Number eight are reports from the stations on budget timeline progress, KPFT, KPFK, 2 minutes. R. Paul, I hope you noticed that there's a gap in the numbers there. Number nine will be unfinished business. This is a motion for a moratorium on central services from KPFT. Number 11 is new business. Number 12, adjourned no later than 12:15 Eastern time.
That's 10:15 Eastern. James?
Fred, just so you know, we can hear you. I don't know how you can fix that.
Sorry about that.
Okay. No worry. Thank you for doing it. Yes, R. Paul.
You mean adjourn at 10:15 Eastern.
I'm sorry. Is that not what I said?
You said 12:15.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking I meant the PMB again. What can I say? Okay. So with that correction of the numbering and the correction on the time of adjournment, I will now read the agenda. And the agenda includes the chair's announcements, which I'll wait till we get to. Oh, no, I just read the agenda. What am I saying? Slow down. Okay, chair's announcements. I'm sorry. That's what I was going to read.
Before we get to that, shouldn't we...
We should vote.
Approve a motion to adopt the agenda?
Yes, we should. May I consider
that
the motion?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Pardon me?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. Any objections? Hearing none. Is there anyone who has any addition or anything they want to add to the agenda, which we should have done? Hearing none, we'll go ahead. Okay, so now we are finally at the chair's announcements. Did I hear someone speak?
Chair, this is Nancy Sorden. I am here.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the reminder
that
I'm still
there, still supposed to be there.
Yep. Well, we appreciate you coming. So the chair's announcements. Tonight we will review the budget for the affiliates unit. Ursula Rudenberg will be presenting. As our guest, she will be first on the agenda. We've had this budget for some time, and a copy will be sent again to everyone tonight, so you have it at hand. Committee member and treasurer from KPFK, Fred Blair, has set up a new email list for our use. It is up and running successfully. It's natfinance.com, natfinance.com, at groups.io. That's groups.io. Anita Sims will not be with us tonight. She is involved with a NEDA webinar. The November financials are available and have been distributed to the committee on our new list. We'll review them at our next meeting. There are no other new announcements. I will dispense with reading the older announcements. Okay. Now we can move to the approval of minutes. R. Paul, I understand you have minutes for us tonight.
I move to approve the minutes of the January 12th, 2021 NFC meeting.
I hope everyone's had a chance to look at them. Is there anyone who would like to offer a suggestion for a change or an adjustment, an addition? Hearing none, we'll consider those minutes approved. Always subject to later amendment and or change. Number six. Now
I forgot. I move to approve the minutes of the January 19th, 2021 meeting.
We don't need a second. All right. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider them approved. Again, subject to change if necessary or desired. Now we can finally go to Fred Blair with a report and question and answers.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Go to six first.
Okay. Sorry. I'm a little bit discombobulated having. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I thought the affiliates budget was next time on the agenda.
Yes, thank you. I misspoke. I'm a little bit flustered having had to have my car towed tonight and just getting home in time to get here a few minutes late. So my apologies. I'm going to try and calm down. I'll stop skipping over things. Okay, so now we're at the affiliates budget presentation, 45 minutes with presentation and question and answer. Ursula, would you like to go ahead? And would you like to introduce who you have with you?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ursula Rudenberg, network manager for the affiliate network unit. And I'm here with Ruth Wiedemeyer, who is the unit business manager. And have all of you received the budget? Is it something that you have in front of you, or would you like me to talk through it?
I haven't. When was it sent?
I think James just sent it to you now.
Yeah, we got it some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping everyone had reviewed it. But why don't you run through it, because we do have listeners on the stream. And we often read through things for the benefit of the stream,
okay,
as well as those
okay
on the committee.
Okay, so I'll do a review of the budget. Revenue from affiliation dues is projected at $240,000. There's internet streaming fee, which is an internet technology package, which is an extra service that we offer. Projected income is $10,000. We do get some contributions from affiliates, and we're projecting that will be $4,000 this year. And then there's contributions from individuals who just contribute to us, and that is we're projecting at $5,000. So The total projected revenues is $259,000. Expenses are I will list them. I will list them, and if you would like to know any specifics, I can tell you. I just don't want to throw like a whole bunch of numbers at you. But our operating expenses include salaries and wages, payroll taxes and insurance, central services, travel and conferences, promotion and marketing, professional development, equipment, software. Total operating expenses are at $213,080. And then we have fixed expenses, which are utilities and rent, including phone and internet, consultant services, which is mostly lawyers and technical services, legal and licensing fees. I guess that's where the lawyer part would come in. Server fees. We pay for numerous servers in the network, some of them directly involved with the affiliate program and some not. We just do that as a courtesy. Supplies and postage at $500. And then we have a reserve fund. And our total fixed expenses come to $45,920 with a total expenses of $259,000. So that is the budget that we have submitted to you. If you have more specific questions, I'll hand that over to Ruth because she's really our business manager. We rolled over about $80,000 from last year, and the central services. We're calculating them at 20% of our income, our budget, and we pay those usually on a quarterly basis, right, Ruth, or do we pay monthly?
I've started paying them monthly, Ursula. $3,900 plus of this fiscal year, beginning in October. I've begun sending those on a monthly basis.
Okay. And Ruth sends in a report once a month, a monthly report to NEDA to report on what's happening. We keep pretty careful track of what's going in, and I mean we keep absolutely impeccable track of what's going in and out. So we really can tell you at any particular time what's happening. We do look for a surplus to make as additional contributions to Pacifica National, and we had NEDA set up a bookkeeping category specifically for that. And we do make loans to the stations when they need them. Currently, we have about 17,000 in outstanding loans to the sister station.
How much did you say?
$17,000.
All right, thank you.
We really look to maintaining a reserve or a rollover fund so that we have a cushion for security in case anything goes wrong or if we need something, we have a sudden expense. We also do maintain a special projects part of our budget for projects that, above and beyond our operating expenses, and we have a few projects like that going right now. Those are, the projects that are aimed at growth and development for the program, and because we live in changing times and we need to keep up. And we do have a relationship with one foundation in particular who has been giving us funding, and we will go back to them again for more funds to help pay for the special projects. And I can go into that if you're interested. I think I'll stop here to find out where the questions are first.
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne, I'm going to take you, and I'll ask for anyone else who wants to be on the stack. And I have a comment I want to make before we go ahead. But anyone else for the stack?
Harpal.
Harpal.
Karen.
Red.
Red, anyone else?
Sharon.
I heard, yes, I heard you, Sharon. I have Dwayne, Harpal, Sharon, and Fred. I just want to say very briefly, having spoken to Anita about this budget and also to Ursula in the past, our accountants feel that the financials, the accounting, the bookkeeping, the business management at the affiliates unit are very well done. The records are well kept. The finances are in order. They're operating at a surplus. And she speaks very highly for the situation with the affiliates and the condition of their books. I just wanted to say that before we went along, because Anita is not here to say that herself, but I know she has said it to me, and I have passed that along to Ursula prior to this meeting. So why don't we go ahead to – yes, certainly. Well, actually, that's from Anita, but I do agree. So let's go first to Dwayne.
Okay. Let me dial back and ask you about the foundation donations you alluded to. Did you say one or two foundations that you get receive fund time and time funding from?
Well, that's a little bit hard to answer. Specifically, there's one foundation, but that foundation gives us money at the bidding of kind of a benefactor, so to speak, and it's not clear whether that benefactor would give us money from elsewhere or not. We haven't tested that out yet. But right now, she has been giving us money through the Tides Foundation.
Oh, through the foundation, I understand. So it's an individual
yeah.
that gives it through a foundation.
Well, and it's not clear
okay.
whether she would give us through other sources, too. We just haven't tested that.
Ruth here, business manager.
One second, Ruth. Could you just hold for 1 second?
Sure.
I thought I heard Dwayne trying to add to his question or go on. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I would allow Ruth to sound like she wanted to add something to that before I add a follow-up question to that. If that's the
I
case,
believe
go
so.
Ahead.
I was going to ask you if you would do that, so thank you, Dwayne. Go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, I just wanted to add that the contributions that Ursula was referring to from our previous grantor that we are hoping to continue a relationship with, we have not added that into our budget as an expected revenue at this point. So. So our budget is based
on real income, but the donation previously made is reflected in Dwayne.
I don't think Ruth is done. Can you let her just finish? I thought she was still talking. Sorry.
But she answered my question, and I wanted to go a little deeper into the fact that any previous donation this benefactor has made was reflected on your actuals. For 2020, is that correct?
Pardon me, Dwayne. What was that?
In other words, any money that you've already received that was reflected in your actual and any adjustments that were made to the 2020 actual expenditures and receivables.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Ruth, were you finished? I thought you were trying to say something that you weren't finished with. I apologize if you weren't.
Well, my only point was that, yes, we do have high expectations of continuing the relationship with our grantor, but we did not include the expectation of that in our 2021 budget.
Yeah, I can understand why you wouldn't.
That would be additional money to our revenue then if we, you know, were able to continue that.
Right.
We're not.
Ursula, I'm going to interject a question, if I may, on this topic. I assume that, you know, while all of our ears perk up every time we hear about such a donor, I assume it sounds like you are stepping gently around that and treating them carefully, and you would not like the rest of us to jump in and try to solicit donations from these people. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair,
it probably wouldn't work out if you did, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody intended to. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention was that we do, one of our affiliates kind of acts like a regular donor. Every year they give us their CPB money. And so, in a weird sort of way, they're kind of like a donor as well. So they do that on a really regular basis, yeah.
Go ahead, Dwayne. I heard you trying to speak.
Well, yeah, I thought this was my time. And as you know, we have a custom that the chair gets his time. So you kind of stepped on me there with me trying
I recognized you for one question, Dwayne, and then you came back a few times. I was kind of assuming that you were done the first time, and the second time you just kind of stepped in. But that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't know we were having one question at a time, quite frankly, because we have no official rules here. Let's be clear about that.
I'm glad you point that out.
If you yielded me the time, I would appreciate it if you get the stack and ask your questions. But the other question I have was...
Well, Dwayne, just one moment. One moment, Dwayne. I will reserve the right to try and, you know, steer the conversation a little bit or to make appropriate additions, you know, in a timely manner rather than necessarily wait for the stack. But I take your point. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Very good. I'm not trying to be rude, but I know you want to get this thing through. So that was part of my time, I see.
There's no time. You're right. There is no time. Go ahead.
Okay. Could you tell me a breakdown, the actual loans to stations? You said, I believe, 17,000 was loaned out to date. Could you say how much per station?
That goes all to KPFK.
Wait a minute. You're saying that your entity has an outstanding loan to KPFK?
Yeah, we've loaned KPFK $17,000.
Okay, clear enough.
We loaned less to WBAI, but they repaid it. But KPFK has not yet repaid the $17,000.
Okay. How long has it been held?
Ruth, do you remember when they asked for it?
I'd have to plug in my flash drive to find the exact date. It was in this fiscal year. It was in this fiscal year. It's been since October 1st, and I'm guessing it was in November. But again, I don't have my flash drive plugged in. But it was within this fiscal year.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I yield.
Thank you, Dwayne. And next we had our Paul.
Chris Cordy for the stack.
And Teresa for the stack.
Gotcha, Chris. Gotcha, Teresa. Go ahead, our Paul.
Mr. Chair, the first thing I have is more of a question for you, because the format here now is a couple sheets of PDF. It's not a spreadsheet, and it just puts some numbers in there. Is this our new format?
I created the PDF from a spreadsheet that I keep.
Okay, but I'm asking a chair about what the committee considers right here.
Simply for ease of reviewing. If you like, I can send you that spreadsheet.
Well, part of why I'm asking the chair is because we've been told that there is a template that's supposed to be sent out that the budgeter is supposed to adhere to, and we were told WPFW's budget was adhering to that template, and this doesn't. So I'm wondering, you know, how are we doing this, Chair? We're doing things differently for different stations.
Yes, I'll agree with that in this instance, and I would ask Ruth, I believe that the budget that you submitted to NETA and that you just referenced is in the format of that template, is it not?
I have not received such a template.
Oh, I thought you had. I thought we had discussed that. Not you, but I thought Ursula and I had discussed that, that Anita had. All right, well, we'll have to make sure that you get the appropriate template and plug these numbers in. I think the form that this is in, it's a fairly simple budget. So we'll see if there's an objection. Arpal, do you want to make an objection to considering this budget because it's not in the proper template?
I'm asking the chair what's happening.
I understand.
There are these changes that are coming from outside the committee, and, you know, I'm just trying to keep track of what we're doing here.
I understand. I think the template was a change that came in also, and so it hasn't been universally adopted. So I guess we will continue to work on that, and if Ruth was not aware that they had received that template, we'll have to work that out with Anita and make sure that they get that and that the numbers can be translated into that format. So thank you for bringing it up, Arpal. That's appropriate. I would like to get things done more uniformly. So I do appreciate that.
The other part of my question is you said you have a relationship with the foundation. That's the Tides Foundation, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Arpal. Now we have Sharon.
My questions have been answered. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. Fred?
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you. Everybody else, I assume?
Yeah. I had a couple of questions. I noticed that I found your budget under titled Pacific PNO Committees, and as a PDF file. The second page being a chart of accounts. But in any case, I noticed that you have, you're paying $47,000 of, central services per year. That's a little strange. Who are you paying central services to?
To Pacifica National.
Okay. Thank you. And on the $17,000 to KPFK, I'm the KPFK treasurer, and a couple of weeks ago at our local finance committee meeting, our business manager said he had paid that internal transfer off, and I'm just curious that it appears that that's not so.
If it is, we're not aware of it. By the way, that was that the loan was made on November 11th. I looked it up.
Thanks,
Ursula. But I'm not a Ruth. Are you aware of anything like that?
No, we have not received a repayment of the $17,000 loan from KPFK.
Okay. Well, thank you for confirming that information. I think that's the only questions I have at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. And now we have Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I wanted to give a shout out to the affiliates for running a gainful operation. It's in a time when at best one other Pacifica station is running gainfully. We really, really appreciate and need, the contributions of the affiliates and appreciate the work that they do. You're welcome. I wanted to just briefly address the $17,000 divisional transfer. It's actually not that unusual for divisions of just for anybody who's listening, and most of the people on the NFC already know this, but it's not unusual for divisions that are gainful to contribute money on an interim basis to stations that are in distress. The money in question I believe it was transferred. I think November is correct. I think that date is right. But that's not actually that unusual for the affiliates, particularly over the last 18 months. I think there's been at least three of these back and forth exchanges between the affiliates account and the Pacifica network in general. Generally speaking, these amounts are repaid pretty quickly. Where those funds are coming from at this juncture is an open question, in that there's the cash flow situation for the entire network is not particularly good. But in the past, it's generally come from stations that have performed well or have a surplus due to ongoing fund drives. So I would anticipate those funds would be returned. I just wanted to point out that this isn't an unusual event for the affiliates in particular, or for other stations that are operating gainfully or have a surplus from time to time. So that was all. Thank you.
Paulina,
thank you, Chris. Paulina, I'm going to put myself on the stack, but I'll put you first and then me later. And next we have Teresa. Teresa, yes.
Just two things. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry. I'm back and forth on mute. Thank you very much, Ursula, for your presentation of your budget. And to me, it's very, very clear that you are providing a reliable, dependable service to our clients, and our clients are happy. How many affiliates do we have right now?
What do you think, Ruth?
I would say between 210 and 220, 210 to 220.
How's that compare with last year?
We add about 1 to 2 affiliates per month on average.
Okay. Do we anticipate an increase next year or this year?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The only thing is, you know, especially with the pandemic, I think the number is about the same as last year because we have lost some stations. Some stations have gone under recently, which is very, very sad. But so we have not made the kind of, you know, if the pandemic hadn't happened, I think we would be much farther along, but we have lost stations.
Okay. Well, I'm
I mean,
sorry
the stations themselves have gone under. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, you're giving it your best shot. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So is everybody happy with AudioPort? Has AudioPort performed well or has done good work this year that it's been of use to the affiliates?
AudioPort is a great service. Yeah, it's doing really well. One of the things I'm looking to, you know, in my thinking of succession planning would be to take on the upgrade of that service sometime in the near future, but we're not quite there yet. It's functioning very, very well. We get an average of maybe 3 or 4 new programs in AudioPort per month. It's a pretty steady the flow of people wanting to affiliate and the flow of people wanting to use Pacifica to distribute programming and put their programs in AudioPort is pretty steady. It's a pretty steady flow, so it feels good.
Okay, good. Okay, so my first question is
for Teresa. Teresa,
yeah.
I want to be fair because I did interrupt Dwayne when he asked a series of questions. So I just want to ask you if you could maybe ask maybe one or two more, and then we'll go on and we'll come back to you. Would that be okay?
Just one question and a comment. My question, Ursula, I just want you to confirm that when you loan money to another division, it's because the executive director or interim executive director asks you, right? Is that how it works?
Usually the station themselves contact us.
Okay. All right. And the other thing is that I want to comment on is I want to thank you very much for the note that you sent me from Pacifica Network, care of KHOI. To me, I give money to KHOI. I support affiliates.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
It is, to me, it's always, I want to say, it's always inspirational to be introduced to the affiliates, to see how some of them do so much with so little, and they are truly community-oriented. And this was a card with a quote from Representative John Lewis, and on the back it had the description of what affiliates does. And, of course, the quote was, never be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble, necessary trouble. And then the quote on the inside was, thank you for continuing to make good noise. Here's to better days in 2021. And a picture of the staff wearing their masks. I think it's inspirational. And I think that when you know, I get better acknowledgement of my donations from the affiliates than most other charities that I give money to. And I just want to commend you and say keep doing that, because it's really inspirational, and it makes me want to give more. And if you treat your clients like you treat me in this instance, we can only just do better. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Teresa.
Okay, now we're going to go to Paulina.
Okay. I'm unmuted, finally. Ursula and Ruth, thank you so much for coming on the call and giving us this presentation. Also, thank you for the card that I have received recently. very much appreciate it, echoing what Teresa just said. Now, a question about the affiliation dues. How does that work? Different stations pay dues according to their size, their budget, their revenue projections, or how does it work? I'm just curious. Thank you.
They pay on paper. What we ask for is a fee scale based on their operations budget. That's the fee scale is based on size of operations budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, ever since the financial crash of 2004, I think it was when things crashed, it's everybody has been struggling, as you know, as well as the Pacific Australians. And so, at this point, it is an honor system. We ask for as much as we can, and we don't ask for more than they can do. And we found that breeds the kind of client loyalty that motivates people to tell us when they can pay us more. So we do have a fee scale, but it is we are very flexible. We work with everybody to make it possible for them to stay in the network and to build client loyalty.
Got it. Thank
and
you.
If one of our affiliates, it does happen that sometimes an affiliate suddenly experiences financial catastrophe. When that happens, we do not take away their affiliation. We tell them to hang on and let us know when they can get back on the wagon, and they do.
Great. And very quick question, if James permits me, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
What can we as Pacifica, the foundation, do to increase, to help your work in the sense of, you know, for instance, it's my understanding that sometimes programmers at certain stations, affiliated stations, might not even be aware that they're part of the Pacifica network. Can we do better? Can we do better in terms of building communication with the affiliated community radio stations across the country?
Who is that question for, Paulina?
Ursula.
There's lots of things we can do to build awareness, which is always, I think that one of the things that we want to do that I've spoken a great deal with Heather Gray about, who's the affiliate director, it is really time to write down or record a lot of the history, because a lot of the people who built the great culture that we're all kind of riding on are timing out and dying and retiring, and to document some of this. And that includes, you know, we consider the Pacifica stations part of that, and we want them to be part of that story, and also so they can see the bigger story that they're part of. So that's on a, you know, on kind of an awareness level. To me, I think that would be the most powerful. On another level, the main concerns I have right now are more on the executive level. We do have some serious questions, and there is a pressing need to regroup and revisualize the technical services and systems that we operate under, because the times are changing. We live in a different media world than we did when we built the program, and we really need to reassess how we operate in delivering services. And that is kind of a big project, and we really need some sort of executive. You know, we need somebody to talk to. You know, John Almel and I can talk a lot of things through, but ultimately, in order to get the cooperation of the folks at the Pacifica stations, we need some sort of unifying voice. And it's very difficult for us to kind of go from station to station and ask them to understand the kind of large picture that we're dealing with. And we have had some stresses and problem recently in distribution technically, and ultimately we have to resolve some of these issues about how, you know, people are timing out. We need succession planning. You know, things have become much more focused on internet services than they were when we started the network. It requires staff. It requires coordination. And we're prepared to do that, but it's really out of my wheelhouse in a way to speak outside of our immediate services. We need an overseeing. We need somebody to work with us on the bigger picture of the organization. And that is an issue that is coming, you know, is going to become more and more important, if I'm making sense here.
The technology that was a very good answer.
Yeah.
That was a good answer.
The technology is really changing. Yeah.
Yeah. Paulina, did you have any other questions?
No. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. It's my turn on the stack. I'm going to follow up on that a little bit and then ask a couple of other questions. I was wondering, just for whoever may be listening and for the members here, if you could say a little bit about where the affiliates are. I've seen the map of where they are, and I know they're in different countries on different continents, and where they are around the United States. And in addition to that, I was wondering if what you were just talking about would include things like, I think you said streaming, but also podcasts and other ways of utilizing digital media. And I also have been wanting for some time to have a regular presentation of some of the affiliates programs on the Pacifica stations. I'm curious about what's going on in the other, you know, around the countries that we have affiliates in, and I would think it would build some of that closer networking that you were talking about, to actually have our listeners hear what some of our affiliates are doing, and, you know, by way of also letting us know what's going on in other parts of the country. So let me just run through that again. I'll take them one at a time. Where are the affiliates?
Well, they're most of them are in the United States. Some of them are in Canada. There's one in Paris. There's one in Zurich, Switzerland. There's two, I think, in England. And ones in Africa kind of come and go, because the situation tends to, right now we don't. We usually have an affiliate in Africa. Right now, we don't. And I think that's it, Ruth. Those are all the countries that are included. We do have them in Alaska, Hawaii.
Paris, France.
We have,
Paris,
yeah,
right?
We have an internet station in Paris.
Yeah.
I thought the last time I looked at the map, there were two in Africa. Was that correct at one time?
That's possible. Yeah, at one time. I don't think, well, I would have to check. I don't think those two are active right now. They kind of.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not active right now.
Understood.
Yeah.
And what about podcasting and streaming and other uses of, multimedia digital platform idea? I know we're having trouble implementing that at the stations of the network, so I assume some of the affiliates are having more trouble with it, but I imagine some of them might be making good progress with it. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, well, there's kind of two directions we're going right now with that. One is, we have built a, Pacifica does have, is a podcast host. We have built that. It's called Pacificaster, and it is a podcast hosting service. We have not been pushing it or, going out and promoting it a lot because I'm currently working with our lawyer, Michael Cousins, to, put together a contract that anticipates all of the potential problems that we want to try and resolve before we, get a lot of people involved. But technically, any station in the network, including the Pacifica stations, can use that service right now. It is active, and some people are using it. It's just kind of flying under the radar. But if you go to pacificaster.org, you'll see the beginning. And it is a podcasting hosting service. It was built by Otis McClay and his, consultants that worked with him. So we are on the way to being a podcasting host. We are a podcasting host. And again, that it's been built in a way where stations can build their own, kind of section of the website. And of course it all links to the big libraries as well, Google Play and all the big ones. So people can use it to get into those large, libraries. So it is, yeah, we are a podcasting service. We just haven't pushed it a lot. And the other thing is that we have the internet technology package, which includes streaming and archiving and a number of other services that go along with it. And it's a very, very, it's a very good service. And it's a competitive service. The only reason I haven't, and we do actually, quite a few stations in network actually use it, including my station here in Iowa, KHOI. And, it's a great service. And we're also in the process right now of making a contract for that. It's kind of been in the beta phase for several years, and at this point I want to formalize it and start making money, asking people to pay for it. The one thing that is kind of making me a little bit hesitant is that, again, we don't have tech support, and I really want to, this is kind of where I want to get into kind of big picture planning. If we provide a service like that and ask money for it, inevitably there's tech support needed. So people know how to use it. And it's a little bit unclear. I have hired one person as a consultant to kind of help with that, but it's not like a full-time thing. And so we're kind of inching towards both of those services. They both exist and they're both functioning very, very well. But I'm not like going out and trying to sell them to the world because I want to make sure we really can follow up with a dependable support for that.
Well, that's very interesting. I want to request that at some point you might have a conversation with the WBI general manager, Bertel Ramers, who is also developing podcasts. We've got some and we're working on others. And we're also trying to think about how to monetize it, which you're obviously thinking about as well. And I just wonder if you'd maybe sometime you could share some thoughts with him. I'm just going
to
ask you to follow up on my other question in that group of three that I had, and then I'm going to go on and see if there's anybody else. I do have a couple more quick questions for you. I want to see if anybody else has one first, but I did want you to comment before I go ahead about the question of having the affiliates on the Pacifica stations. I know that Paulina has been doing some work with that in her COVID Race and Democracy show.
Yeah,
and I'm just wondering, is there anything else going on with that?
Pacifica has been, we've been, are you talking about getting affiliate shows on Pacifica sister stations?
Yeah, I'd like to hear shows. Yes, I'd like to hear shows from the affiliates on the Pacifica stations because I, for one, would like to know what's going on around the country.
Yeah.
And I think some of them must have some very good and interesting content that people would be interested in hearing.
Chair, I have an objection. We are supposed to be talking about finance, and this is programming. So I think we should stay away from programming and focus on the finance.
Yeah, I do get that, Sharon, but it relates to monetizing podcasts, and also, you know, they have a successful operation. Perhaps we could learn from them. But I take your point. So I'm just going to let her answer if she has anything on that, and then we'll go ahead.
I object to the question because it implies something about broadcasting across the network, content across the network, and that seemed to have been quite a bone of contention in October, but now somehow it's appropriate. So that is why I am objecting to the discussion of programming when we're supposed to be talking about the budget.
Okay, well, I am going to rule that your objection is not in order, and if you want to challenge that, that's okay. We'll take the time to vote, but I would like to hear an answer, and again, I say that it does relate to financing and budgets because it relates to having successful stations that have audiences that are willing to donate, and to get the donations, you need to increase the size of the audience. So this is about that, but I agree it is also programming, but these things do overlap. So would you like to challenge that ruling?
Sure, but I would like to make a comment after Ursula speaks.
That's fine, of course.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
I would like to make a comment also. The situation that happened in October is completely different than what Ursula is describing. That was like a total takeover of the whole schedule, and I believe what you're talking about with Ursula is individual shows.
Okay, well, thank you, Nancy. I will recognize you for that.
Use themselves to air.
Okay,
so
Nancy, I'll recognize you for that.
So they might improve their listenership and donor income.
Nancy, let's have Ursula answer, and then I'll recognize Sharon and then you after she's done speaking, and then I'm going to ask if there's anybody else who has questions for Ursula or Ruth, and then I have two other quick questions about their contributions to the network, if no one else has anything to say at that point. So let's hear from Sharon, and then we'll go to Nancy, and then see if anybody else wants to speak to Ursula and Ruth. Go ahead, Sharon.
Going to let Ursula respond.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're right. Go ahead, Ursula. That was my whole point, yeah. Thank you.
I'm not sure I remember exactly what the question was, but the AudioPort has programs from all over the network, and it's a great resource. I mean, I use it because I run a radio station, and it's a fantastic resource. I'm not involved actively with any of the program directors at sister stations about that, so I'm not aware of them airing a lot of those programs. So I don't know if I can answer the question beyond that.
No, that's a good answer. It's there, and they know it. And so if they're utilizing it or not, that's on them. I appreciate that. Okay, now we'll go to – I'm sorry, who's that?
This is Dwayne Larg with a point of order.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, I just wanted to point out to you that I believe you did use the term fair when you did try to get a member to stay closer to a perceived time allotted. But I just wanted to remind you that you have taken about double the amount of time in this last exchange than the others did, including me.
Fair point. Fair point. Point taken. Okay, so let's go to Sharon and then Nancy, and then we'll try and finish this up because we are getting close to our time on this. So let's have Sharon and Nancy, and then we'll see if there's any more questions for Ursula and Ruth. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Well, first I just want to say I do appreciate the affiliate program, and this has nothing to do with anything about that. And I think it's great, you know, everything that Ursula, that you both said about, you know, what's been happening and how you've been growing and how you have such a good budget. So I just want to state that. And my point with my objection was that discussing programming was not financial. And of course, that's apparent because as soon as I made my statement about programming, you know, I was interrupted and, you know, people had to jump in and talk about why I was wrong. And so I just want to reiterate that the point is that it was not a takeover. It was not a wholesale takeover. It was an attempt to do exactly what is being talked about here, but it was extremely objected to. So I just want to make that point. And then the second point I want to make is that there's also been a lot of evidence that national programming isn't really effective and that the best way for community radio is to be local. So we have to get away from this thought that the national is going to start directing the stations what they can and can't play. Yes, I agree with the concept of the affiliates where you have audio port and people can connect in and choose the fantastic programming that's out there and think of what's best for their station. That's the how it should work. It shouldn't be that it's being imposed at the national level what the local stations have to carry. That is my point, okay? So anyway, that was why I said it. We are not talking about numbers, and you know I like to talk about numbers, and that was why I made the objection. So that's all
okay,
I have to say on that.
Good point, Sharon, I take your points, and I, you know, I agree with some of them. So let's go to Nancy. And Nancy, I hope we can just kind of dial this down a little bit and finish our questions with Ursula. So I'm hoping you can deal
with
this.
No, I mean I agree with Sharon that the choices of the programming should be with the stations. However, a lot of times stations will choose to bring in programs from other of our sister stations, and why not, and sometimes they bring in programs from outside of Pacifica, and I've seen where those programs actually ask for money for their organizations, like some programs we have that are sponsored by Patreon, and on the shows they ask our listeners to donate to Patreon. And so,
yes, I agree.
Like
I've objected to that for many, many years. But
let's not have crosstalk. Let's try and just get through this. Go ahead, Nancy.
So, you know, why wouldn't we give the stations the choice and make them aware of the choice of our network is broader. It includes the affiliates. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we give them the choice to choose programming from the affiliates through AudioPort or any other mechanism? Why wouldn't we make them aware so that our funds are not going to outside of Pacifica or the affiliates? They're staying within the family of Pacifica. Why wouldn't we do that if the stations wanted to? And that's what I gathered that this conversation with Ursula was about, was how can national help the just help the network stations be aware of what they have to choose from the affiliates. Isn't there some way that that can be facilitated? That's what I thought this was about, which is ultimately financial because it's keeping money within Pacifica.
Teresa, for the
chat. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. Who is that, Teresa?
Teresa.
Yes, and I'm going to ask if there's anyone else for the STAC, because as I said, I have two quick questions for Ursula and Ruth, and I want to be able to let them go so we can move on in the agenda. Is anybody else for the STAC now?